Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is that you are watching us, and welcome to this week's edition of Wise Women of Wealth Creation, the spiritually minded woman who wants to empower themselves financially, but again, not just financially, because it's basically creating wealth in the fundamentals of our life around your purpose, your relationships, your finances, and your health. Most importantly, your health. That's your mental health as well as your physical health as well. And also the health of your inner spirit, your soul, the higher version of yourself that lives without ego, that lives in a place of neutrality, that has nothing but the best, your best interests at heart. Now, within your work, Julianne, because obviously I have worked with Julianne over this last year, and I've probably come to access my higher self more so this year than any other time before. So just for those that maybe are not clear on what the higher self is, how would you explain that? How would you define the true?
Okay, so the way I would define it is there are many parts of us. There are many facets to our personality. Do you know, we might have a part that holds the fear, the doubt, a part that holds the experience, a part that has the confidence, and all these different parts make us whole.
Yeah.
And what we often forget, or what we don't recognise, or that we have slightly separated from, is the part that holds the power, you know, that has the wisdom, that holds the intuition, that doesn't have the layers and layers and layers of experience, thought, feeling that says we're not. It's the part that holds the truth, and it's finding that part, surrendering the control, letting go, and allowing that part of you, the power part, the higher part of you to come forth. That's how I describe it. Does that make sense?
Because I think, what do you
see? I see that, like, as you're speaking, I see that as like an image. So I'm here, and then it's like, they say, like, your ego, move that out of the way, like your fears, move that out of the way, your body hang up. Move them out of the way. It's like, once you move all those pillars out of the way, your true higher self can, like, come through out the other side.
Because that is the part of you that has no judgment for other people, and least of all yourself. And so for me this year, having sort of gone through, I would say an awakening this year. I've most definitely gone through an awakening this year. And like I say, I thought I was spiritually inclined for the last, well, all my life, to be honest. But after the passing of my father in January, things started to really take shape for me, because I actually questioned everything I had about my spirituality and what I was thinking and feeling at the time. So when we die, just in a nutshell, there is around 1 to 4 grams of carbon in our bones. And when you are cremated, you can take those ashes and create jewellery out of it. This is why we make diamonds out of our loved ones' ashes, to keep as a keepsake, sentimental value. But then my thing was this year, and it came to really become like a bit of a, you know, nail under the sort of foot, as it were, because it was constantly chipping away at me, thinking, well, why do we have to die in order to reveal the diamond that's in us? It's there already. Why does it have to just come to fruition when we've passed away? So for me, it became a bit of a journey then to connect with my higher self. And as I did so more throughout the months of working with Julianne, I was so ready for the answer. It was just like, just need to knock me out sideways right now. What is the answer to this? Why do we have to die in order to reveal the diamond within? But for me, it's actually all about revealing the facets of you that are hidden. Those facets of you that you keep covered up through fear of judgment, through fear of what you don't know, the unknown, through fear of your family's cultural or social thought processes, core issues and beliefs that they put on you as a child growing up, your environment having this impact on you, which basically suppresses that light in us that keeps us down and keeps us down here. And then it's further compounded with mainstream media and the stuff that we feed ourselves on a day-to-day basis. So for me, it was about creating something that comes to pass, and this is what we bring together, and this is what we're going to bring more of within this program, because a part of that's going to be fused in with what Julianne does for the bigger program that we want to create for everybody, and it's about revealing those facets of you that are hidden at the moment. And I mean, would you say that, because you've said before that there's parts of you that you've hidden and you're not going to anymore, you're going to start bringing yourself out a bit more and not care.
And that is a raw authenticity, isn't it? And whilst we, you know, we're very good at saying, well, maybe I'm not, or maybe I need to be more, but actually identifying with our power on a raw, authentic level, you know, it's that that we're scared to see. We can cope with that, I'm not, or I shouldn't, or I didn't get it right. We're kind of like, we're
familiar with that.
We've mastered it. We're experts at it, aren't we? But actually going, this is me. Authentically, I am. You know, and what's coming into me at the moment, because I had a teacher for 5 years out here in the Peak District, and I'd go and have my session with her, and she'd say, you come in like a mouse.
Wow.
You know, but you are an eagle, so why aren't I seeing that energy? And I'd sit there and I think, but I feel uncomfortable then. And she looked at me and she said, there's a fine line between ego and truth. But Julie, your truth is your truth. It's truth. And I sat with that and I thought, I get it. There is a fine line, isn't there? We all know that. But when you intuitively know it's your truth, it can be a scary thing. And then we tend to want to protect it or diminish it or keep it hidden or keep our corner. And I think that's why I've kind of until now, and I've got you both to thank for that, in terms of bringing it more out, you know, and going, actually, you're safe. This is what we need to do as women, because we tend to just keep it in a safe corner, keep it in our comfort zone. And what you're saying is actually that power needs to be uncovered, discovered, and out there.
Massively out there. Just think how powerful we would be if we came forward and lived our life as our true selves, the true version of ourselves, without any fear. I mean, I don't know about you, Lucy. Would you say you've lived life hiding facets of you, keeping them all covered up, hidden?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I think we all do it. We all just fear judgment so much from others. Really interesting, as part of homework I had to do on a course that I'm doing at the minute, I had to ask on social media, comment three things that you think about me. And, you know, all these things that we tell ourselves that we think, oh God, they're going to say I'm too gobby, or they're going to say, I don't know, big bum, or all these things that you think in your head are like the biggest things that someone would think about you. Not them at all. Like, people actually don't have that judgment at all. It's really you.
It is. The essence of you.
Like you say, it's that ego blocking. And I think it's when we think, but we don't want to speak out and speak our truth, because that'll come across as cocky or arrogant or confident or the ego. And then it's actually the ego that's holding us back from doing it.
Yes.
It's real fascinating, I think. Especially as a woman. And I think it goes back even to, you know, our history in the last couple of hundred years. It's not been that long since we could even vote. And,
it's
all generational, and, like, it's so exciting, these conversations we're having. And, you know, really, our mission here is to empower women.
Yes.
And, yes, we talk about that in terms of wealth creation, but it's in all aspects of your health, your soul, your financials. It's okay to shine your light, whether that's you want to go and foster loads of children and give them a better life, whether you want to go and work for an amazing charity, whether you want to sell loads of products that you're really passionate about creating, like, it's all okay. And sometimes we just need a mentor or a coach or a program or something to say, it's okay,
that's it,
that you can
permission
do that.
You can allow, we need
that
permission
to come through.
And to fully, would you say you operate from your higher self entirely now, having done years of work on yourself and stuff?
It's just so interesting, isn't it? Because I opened up spiritually very quickly 20 years ago. But there's always another level. It's not finite. It's kind of, and then you get to another level and you realise that you only had a limited perspective on what that is.
Wow.
And so I think the higher self is just an infinite and well. Keeps emerging, and it's just beautiful
keeps
path
giving,
to be
keeps
on.
Giving, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm only on the first step on the ladder, really.
So do I.
But the awareness is the awareness is the beginning, though.
Massively.
The awareness is the starting point. Okay. So I just try not to second guess myself so much with whether that's an email or a post or a conversation. You know, really, just like you say, trusting that higher self, not going back and editing and thinking, oh, but that person won't like that, and overthinking, like just
allow. In that moment, one has to be aware of the fact that what they're saying and doing is their truth. Fundamentally their truth, not what somebody else told them and they've convinced themselves it's their truth. We've got to own up to that aspect as well of it, and differentiate between our thoughts and those that were pushed on us. And that's what we touched on in the first episode, when we, you know, talking about social and cultural influences and things, we just don't give that much credibility at all as to how much of an impact it can have on us. And you have to shake that off.
Yes, you do.
You have to get rid of that out of your energy space. So it's a nice little succinct one today, and hopefully you've gleaned something from that, and it's piqued your interest a little bit more on what it is to connect with your higher self, like we spoke about in the previous episode. Meditation, however boring or inane, like it did for me, sound to you, it is the key. It's the key to that golden door that opens for your opportunities to life. It really is. And I don't want to make it sound as though it's winning the lottery, but you know what? It could well be. It could well be that thing, you know. It's not necessarily going to be $3 million or pounds from the lottery win, but it opens up the doors for you to have so many more opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, it's awareness, isn't it? And I guess awareness and awakening to that power within is uber wealth. If you're not aware that it's there, you can't identify with yourself. And our systems, you know, our education systems, it's in a box, we fit in that box, which box would you like? Choose from three.
We're
not in a box.
Yeah.
You know? Or maybe we haven't got a choice sometimes. It's one box, everybody gets in it.
Yeah.
And like, this is like not in the box stuff.
I think it's allowing women and men permission to do that. You can evolve at any time, you can change at any time, you can change your career at any time. You can.
There is it's a choice.
Yeah.
We have the beauty of that.
Yeah.
In this world, in our Western world, we have the beauty of choice. At the moment, it can be seen as a negative where we have too much choice. What channel to watch? Who to listen to for the news, to the right news?
Overwhelming.
So, you know, it's about making the right choices. How do you know what the right choices are? Because they feel good when you press a button. It feels good. It feels okay. You're not troubled. You're not frowning. You're not, you know, antsy, or you're in the zone. And you know, I mean, surely, you know, most of us have hit a zone at some point where we've felt so much euphoria, or and you know, feeling like a feather in that environment, you know, that makes you feel good. But if there's anything else you want to add to this, ladies?
So just to like end, so if someone's listening to this and they're like, right, this sounds cool, this higher self and getting rid of like blocks and listening to your intuition, all that, what would you say is the first step for them? What's the first step that they should do?
Okay, I think it's a gentle process to come in without expectation. My teacher used to say, you know, I ask you two things. Don't come in with an expectation. Don't bring your ego in with you. You know, and when we let go of the expectation, we are open to receiving what is meant to be given. So that if you're not on a path where you create sacred space, then begin by taking the time, begin by relaxation, begin by meditation, listen to your senses. You know, I think so often we feel from our head, well, that's impossible. It's a thinking place, but we're so used to not identifying with a feeling that we don't identify with our inner being, you know, and then therefore we don't create space to listen and to really understand what the higher self is. It's like, well, what is it then? Is it a part of me that's just going to suddenly appear? Well, no, it's not. You know, it's you will know when you're connected to it. You will know when you give yourself time. You will know when you give yourself permission. You will know when you step on the path. And it is, isn't it? It's a beautiful process, not to be rushed, but to be savoured and explored and
enjoyed,
and yeah, appreciate. You know, it's coming back to the emotions that we're separated from, isn't it? Gratitude, appreciation, joy, you know, things that
create the higher vibration,
and acknowledging, you know, clearing the mind. We spoke about the cellular activation, we spoke about meditation, we spoke about declutter, detox, yeah, decode. We've covered a lot, and it's like when you go through these processes, you're creating space. It's a clearing, really, for you to be able to sense the unseen.
Yes.
Sense it, and then when you start to sense, you start to see.
And that's when people start to see the signs and things, right? Mm. Isn't it? You touch on that, we start seeing certain numbers, or a white feather.
You've shown the way.
Yeah, it's when you've given yourself that 10 minutes sacred time. Start with, you know, half an hour intimidates you, start with 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Build it 10 up to minutes. 15, build it up to 20. And something what I would really advise, and it's definitely something I struggle with having an online business, is gifting yourself time not attached to your mobile phone. So for me, that's going for a walk in nature, and that's when I always have my biggest ideas and visions. And yes, it's doing the 10-minute meditation, but ironically it's my phone that I've got the timer on, or I've got the recording on. So actually I think putting your technology and your devices away, which is so uncommon now, especially in my generation and younger. We take it everywhere. We take it to the kitchen with us, we take it to the toilet with us.
Do you?
We're constantly on it. Yeah. My God, like, don't waste a minute, might miss
something.
Oh my
gosh.
You know? Wow. It's an awful addiction, and it's like, yeah, you're blocking that higher self if you're constantly
filling the
absorbing from everything and everyone else, whether that's the celebrities you follow or your friends or your family, or it's just constant. So you've got to break that cycle as well. So I think, yeah, anyone that's brand new to this, that would probably be my two biggest tips. I'm actually telling your higher self, allow the sacred space and time to meditate, and put the device away even for half an hour a day,
And you touched on being in nature, and that is what's giving you light bulb moments of illumination, evolution, enlightenment. Because what's happening is when we're in nature, we're going into oneness. You know, you're not disturbed, you've not distracted, you've not got the laptop on, you know, and whatever it is, you are really taking yourself out. And not only that, the elements of nature, you know, the very essence of it is what we're made of.
Yes.
So it's going to feed you like nothing else can. Yeah. It feeds you the feeling. It activates the senses, doesn't it?
Go and hug a tree.
Yeah. I did. Yes, I actually did the other day.
This is something they're really losing it now. But it's true. It'll make you feel great. It will make you
I feel did. Great. And I only did it because I felt like it. I'm not doing it because I ought to and I should do, and nobody should ever do anything because they think we said to do it. You do it because you genuinely feel like it, okay?
And feel it, yeah.
You've got to feel it. And for me, wow, you've got a wardrobe full of clothes. If you want new ones, you have to make space for them, don't you?
Yeah.
And you get rid of the old ones. So why not make space for this in your life, for this time that you take for yourself to find out who you are and who your higher self is? And for me, when I now realise, when I'm connecting to my higher self, is when I speak and in part, whatever, coaching or whatever, in a session, I know it's not me because I don't even know what I'm saying. I don't even know what's coming out next, and it's just me talking and I'm not thinking about what I'm saying. It's just words that are coming out that make sense, and that's me knowing I've connected to my higher self because I have no emotion attached to it, no agenda. I'm not coming from a point. It's coming from a point of zero. There is no... I can't explain it fully, but I just know that it's not me. And you too will find that out for yourself if you take the time to give yourself the time. And on that note, thank you very much for joining us for this episode. And we do hope you're enjoying it. We'd love your feedback. Let us know. Leave your comments, etc. as well. And until the next time, keep creating wealth.